Hey, welcome to Real Liberty Media, folks. This is Vince Easley. I'm your host for What Matters, Ponder Gander. Today, environmental control and the threatening word. So I've taken that second part, the threatened word, that is, that second set of words in the title from my other somebody that I do radio with, slash somebody in a perfect world. Yeah, the threatened word. We listened to the first 10 minutes of Ammon Bundy at Loving Liberty on the Liberty Effect. Big shout out to Brian Hyde. Thanks for all your work over there and other really fantastic broadcasters. Looking at this place that we live in here, this environmental control now, I'll say we then, because other people are saying some of the same things, and so we'll discuss some of these ideas of where this actually lands in the world around us, and then also, I like the double play a lot, so this will also be talking about this control that we have, or supposed to have, in that 3-foot space around us that reaches so far through the webs into the world, through the wonderful ether that be there. So the threat word and subject to control. Emmett's talking about the green theology, and I like to bring it back in and how it would be censoring content. Also, we'll look at the idea of minnows and men. Maybe it's like the day the crayons quit. But contrasting standing in the gap as opposed to not being the whack-a-mo. And let me play with some words here. Seek how behind the woodshed for the Nazis. I hope you'll have fun with those words. Yes, Mr. Hal Anthony comes along Sunday right here at Real Liberty Media at noon o'clock on the left coast of America. And notice in the news, I want you all to listen. Now, I'm especially going to be passing this over to Brian Hyde and ask that he have a few folks give a listen. Hal Anthony has been a tremendous pathfinder and guide for me these last several years, and he's tried to get word up to, well, from, well, they got word to me at least in Bunkerville of 2014, and tried to get it up there to the Oregon standoff, the Sugar Pine Mine. Hal's going to want to try to guide you through it, of keeping yourself, of putting yourself in that path of destruction of the occupation and the that which is upon us today. In the world that we live in, trying to seek a path of peace, and that's settled in law. Now it's become quite convoluted, and you heard Ammon talk about Curon Suckling and the Center for Biological Diversity. I say I come to you. There's the Sky Reeve posting about the Oregon standoff on Twitter now. Be a sheepdog, I say, not a wolf. Look, violence has its place in the world. It's not to be weak. You can be strong and good at the same time. And that's some paraphrased plagiarism of mine from the audio book I forgot to write down. Oh, I think it was Plague Wars. So, is that where I want to be and where I want to go from? Where to... yeah, some notes here. I said I want to hear more of what I disagree with. If they're wrong, I even want them to say more. Now, there's a big move to the censor of people in this world today. And what they're saying, what their ideology. And then there's some that think that they should say what should be said or not be said. So we kind of bouncing back to that. Now, I bet Ammon out there in 2014 in Bunkerville, Nevada, along the Virgin River, and where a great many Americans and people from around the world gathered, it was a first time in history, really, event where so many people came together and said, look, to the government. These people representing themselves as government that, look, it's not okay for you to do what you're doing. Now, what was going on? What was going on out there? And what was happening that day, but what built up to it? Now, my conversation with Ammon Bundy along with Jason Patrick brought me to the witness list in the trial starting in back here. Wow, it's already been so long ago, isn't it? So 2017 started it out there, and then in 2018 it was dismissed in January. There it is already more than a year later. But is it over? It's not. And what started it and what brought it to the point of what it was? Well, tortoises was really the big kicker in saying that the cows were killing them by stepping on them or kicking them. I don't know, playing tortoise ball, desert hockey, or whatever the cows might play on while they're home on the range. But it's really not a true story. So if the Bundys are told, like so many other, and I mean they're not the only ones that have been affected. It's been ongoing and continuous throughout the West. There's a long, 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 long list of names. Ammon Bundy spoke a few of Joe Robertson and some other folks there. And of course, the Hammonds and Mahesh. Like I said, the list is long. Who is those people up there that come to represent for the government? Dan Love, the special agent in charge for the Bureau of Land Management, in partnership with folks like the U.S. Forest Service, and other governmental agencies, and Department of Interior guys there. Yeah, loaded for bear, or loaded to prevent those from bearing arms, perhaps. What was it? Why did it ever come to that? Well, man, it's been more than 20 years ago. Clive and Bunny, he says, I don't think I'll pay you guys anymore for your mismanagement of my range rights. Now it comes to the point where people are saying, oh, he's running his cows, they're trespassing them on public lands. Whereas in the public domain has specific rights and ownership in there for mining and egress and ingress, hunting, fishing, hiking, mining. These are something that are actually tangible rights that you can own. You own the minerals in the ground. If, let's say, you made a claim out there, or all the different ways that come into being able to extract these minerals from the ground, but you don't own the land itself, right? So you're taking that out and putting leaving the dirt behind, even if it's in tailing piles. Now, something else is owned is the browse on the ground, the bushes are growing, and the grass, and also water. There's certain stipulations for all of these to be maintained, but early on from the 1900s, we had what was called a range war. I'll not be too stretchy. I've got to keep over here. I'll come check y'all flashing me over there. The range war, and along come settlement and peace, for peace in law and establishing the boundaries, and say good fences make good neighbors. And you see, in the cells of the body, the borders, you know, that's part of protecting that and maintaining order. We find that in law where it is settled peace. Now, when you get some convolution that comes along, you see elsewise through legal. Well, Giron Suckling and the Center for Biological Diversity, they came along and said that there was cows out there causing detriment in the desert. That tortoises and endangered species from that act that came in the 70s was being harmed. Now, I've covered this before, and we've looked at all these different places where cows exist, and then were places where cows were excluded. Now, also included into these animal life would be sheep. when you get into wildlife, you would consider from the bunny to the and the bug up on up to the bighorn sheep, let's say, and several, of course, in between wild burros, horses. Now, these are reestablished animals that have been there for now hundreds of years. Now, also in the past 100 years, there's been cattle to do comparison with, and there've been people that have counted tortoises for whatever reason. Excuse me. And I find that it seems that the numbers get skewed at times. Let's see. I'm going to pause here in my pondering here and see if I didn't have something bounce right back over here. No. Okay, I got all them, and I probably got some somewhere else. Oh, yeah, and I got a line of other stuff to cover. All right, but let me continue here with thinking about this turtle. Now, I like to call it the tortoise. It's a tail. It's the tail of the tortoise and the hare, hoof, and hide, the truth. That's what we've come up against. Is it really true that cows are herding tortoises? And that's why the Bundys ended up saying at one point, no, I'm not going to pay you any more mismanagement fees to the BLM. And at such point that they came and says, no, you're not taking our cattle. And at such point where they stood there and said no. And along with a lot of other folks, hundreds that very day and thousands over time, come to say no, not because you say so. There will be no governance at a point, at the point of a gun. And that's what America is. Right here. Thank you, Mr. Riley Hart, and known as many other monikers, a few others, that is. Cannon Shots Labor Day Parade from 2010. I believe we can play America right here, and we'll leave it right here in the quarter, in the recording, and we'll play just a little less than a minute or so. And think about what is the American way? What is America supposed to stand for? Is America the government? These crooks and frauds that are supposed to be presenting for us to... No. I guess you'd have to infer writing into that verbal expression, R-E. Are you crazy? No, we're not crazy. We see what's going on. These guys are serving themselves through and the special interests that continue the caucusocracy. Let's just thank you, Anti. Labor Day Parade. Wadmalaw Island, South Carolina. What is America? The place we can be free. The place that we're supposed to exist. Where our right should not be infringed. Of our life, liberty, and our property to maintain and keep what we work for. I'll put this video in. The radio log. Oh yeah, pick it up from there. Boom, boom, boom. America. Some people are confused. And some people believe that we should be headed in another direction altogether and make all these wrongs right. Okay, I was flashing over here, and I'm going to come see if I can figure out what somebody's saying right about now. But I might have to scroll too far to see it. All right, I did. Let me take a ponder on the gander and just say howdy to chat. Thanks for coming on along, everybody, at reallibertymedia.com. I hope there'll be some other listeners here that otherwise have not come over here. And Maybe those that are regular listeners here might take a different approach, maybe, in how we talk to each other. There's our talk or type. What really is it? Is it that reach of the web? What control do we have? Is it 3 foot? Can that 3 foot extend through the interwebs into this chat room right here and control the actions of others? And I want to ask this. If you'll see right here, let's just go grab a hold of it. Right here, Real Liberty Media. Let me just go click on this post here. And I just want to make an example of this. Now, I'm not trying to be a tyrant or in control. Let's go click on view post. And then I'm going to do a copy and a paste and bring it back over here into the chatosphere where people chatter. About all that chitter, chatter, chitter, chatter. Oh, there it is. It says Protecting Your Rights, Vincent Easley II. RealLiberty.org. A little spur off here from RealLibertyMedia.com, RLMRadio.xyz. So am I serious about it? Yeah, I'm serious about it. It's not a world where, well, I guess it kind of is. And it's become this world where it hurts my feelings. How far does this 3 foot incursion, at what point beyond words does this, hey, Kiss, welcome to the chat. I come over, I normally don't say howdy unless I'm over along with Flash and everybody over here. But if you're listening right here and you're in the chat, just give us a hands up, howdy doody, raise your hand. I'll put a now in right here. So Kiss knows that I'm broadcasting live. Oh, now, and see, that notifies me that me is doing this deal right here that I'm doing. Yeah, broadcasting. And we get into talking over here, this chitter-chatter we're talking about. Now, when does this right to say whatever you want to come into effect? I would like to compare, let's take it over, perhaps, to some of these First Amendment audits that thank you, Wanna Taco, for I was sharing some of them. Wow, the other place over here, the other chat channel where I hang out also, is doing a lot of chitter chattering. I'd have to catch up. Well, anyways, I have to bring this to bear right here at this channel, at this network. You can't be controlling people. You can't go in there and say, I don't like what you're saying. You can't go in there and try to bait somebody into a fight. And then when you get a response, you say, see there. Now, if I can't be clear, impartial, and absolutely stand as judge, and you can judge me, I stand to be judged as well as I stand to judge. Judge not least you be judged. That means not don't judge or you get judged. So I don't want to judge because I don't want nobody judging me because I know I'm guilty. Well, hey, show me guilty. That's what I say. Innocent, you're guilty. It's not guilty. You know, let's not play these tricks with words and stuff. Let's make it a certain declaration. Not with ad hominem. You can't run it in circles. Thank you, Wanna Taco. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Run in circles or figure eights. How many ways can you run with stuff? So we've got to be true and fair and honest. I mean, we go back to your talking about the First Amendment audits. Some of these cops want to react in retaliation, like Prince who there in Vegas was arrested or nearly, but released with citation for putting his foot in the street. Then we get people like Officer Gonzalez, and this other guy that came with a camera just trying to instigate trouble and being a general jackass against the officer and another man. The sergeant was out there against some restaurant and just proved himself to be a big idiot. Now, That cop really let him spank himself, the guy trying to do the audit. I do 100% support the people being able to go and be as asinine as they want to be, and the cop has a higher standard and duty not to be intimidated into whatever, where they respond with authority, which would be described as use of color of law. All right. So there's a difference when we have a position of power. Where we sit in a seat of decision, we have a higher duty and obligation. For myself, I doing an audit, if that's what you want to call it, First Amendment audit, I like to flash my badge on the badge, as it be, my laminated piece of paper. Real Liberty Media official right there. It says it is in black and white and even got colors. As a Vincent Easley, a press and a reporter, it's not just something that I just hung around my neck to go harass people with. As a matter of fact, I probably stand back and give more respect to people from intrusion than most anybody out there I've seen from the mainstream media, for all the interaction that I had with those folks in Vegas and out back in 2014, and along the way going to Denver for Bruce Doucette, his trial. It's a tough world. You got people dead or locked up for the rest of their life because they went about an interaction that was otherwise how would you put this? People have certain perceptions in life, but we've evolved into a certain point of where we're at. So to think that you can just make statement and make things change, or by your denial or your standing in position of or against, that you can make change, that's called being a dreamer, right? Or is it not? To realize that you are in the place that you are, and how the environment, the rules of the environment, there's rules of engagement, and how they happen in real life can affect your life. You can get into the interwebs here, and some actions might affect people's lives too. We see that social media posts have put people into prison. Todd Engel. Interviews by fake media, FBI impersonating the media. Greg Burleson, rest of his life gone. Schaefer Cox, standing up, set up. Bruce Doucette, standing up, set up. The list is long. People been set up. Some of them been knocked down. There's a setup for the takedown. It's a trick. There's nothing wrong with wanting to save the world, but when you get tricked and given false information, it's where the lies come from. I want to go over here and collect these dots here together. Not them right here. And I'll have to scroll through down to get it. But this is environmental control, the threatened word. It's what matters. It's a Ponder Gander radio writing series, number 13 in this series of 13 and a half. This half coming will be ending this series and also be the restart of what will come in redoing this. And sometime in the meantime, I think I'll be doing more of a little something different. I'll talk more about that at another time. But sometimes you make do with what you got. So cowboy up. Range Magazine, a county sheriff, cowboys up to save a stranded motorist in the river. Yeah, lassoed him, pulled him out. Here's a funny reply. But you'll have to go over to my Twitter to see all that I might be mussed up about or not. Here's the mention for Sky Reeve in Matters How You Stand. Matters How You Stand. Doug Knowles, another guy that in media there in Vegas, him and Sherry Duvall from Readout News, the two best for the real news, the what they call alternative media. So I posted 22 hours ago the threatened word coming soon in a perfect world, and that'll be Tuesday. And I'll have more to say about Tuesday coming up here in a bit. But I want to tell you about how water always seeks its own level. The path of least resistance leads to crooked rivers and crooked men, said Henry David Thoreau. Lamenting on why Jake Spoon found himself on the path he did, Gus Pine this quote to Newt. And that's Larry McMurtry's Lonesome Dove. That's one of my five. There's a thing trending on Twitter. On your five favorite movies of all time. That's right up there at the top. Forrest Gump, Joe Dirt. Yeah, great. Those are going to be up there, would be up there in that top five, I'd say. Certainly. I like it. So, thanks to Carol Sings on Twitter for her wisdom, Wednesday wisdom on that post. Anyways, if you follow her, realize it's adult content right there, but she's a pretty incredible writer. I like some of that poetic artunication that she's got going on there. But if naked pics offend you, do not look. And big wishes, happy birthday there. A little past the actual blast of your birthday. Woodrow. You had Woodrow Call and Augustus McRae and Lonesome Dove. The book is great. I've read the books, listened to the audio book, read that book actually physically, all of them, watched the movies. Yeah, the book is definitely a lot different, like usual, than the book it was. So, also Word Refiner. I've been following this guy here at Twitter. I like his wit there and wisdom that he shares along the way. So if you want to wail on me, make sure you spell it right. It's Huck Finn says this, Pat, that he used to always wail on me when he was sober. or wail on the drums like in a song. But it's not W-A-I-L, but wail like Moby Dick. Arr! Cap Mayhem might have a problem with this. In his limit, he might be wailing at the whale. Right. Here I say, now I'm pulling this from Pro Writing Aid, what is retconning and why does it make readers furious? Now I pulled out this some special content for myself and my experience. And that's generally what I try to talk about is my experience. And interaction. So, I've discovered some time ago upon my ponder gander of the press or so-called media of the mainstream how they're little more than paid propagandists. Now, what I also discovered is how new information changes the story by replacing the form or content of a previously established narrative. What? That's a sick setup. For the takedown. After the fact changes, they get a check right here on this paid propaganda. Fact versus fiction, a ponder gander retconning. That's a wander on the wander. I hate saying those two words together. But anyways, from Pro Writing Aid, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go ahead and, because I'm, usually now I've pre-built the broadcast that I only have part of it, and I'm building it now, or not right now. I started it, and we'll just put that status in there. Where'd it go? What happened to it? There it is, and now it appears. Yay! But anyways, let me go back over here and look at it again. What does this really mean? Replacing this content, this new information. Well, they're talking about writing, and specifically this article was about Harry Potter, Rawlings, J.K. Rawlings, how she added like information that was like, well, if it was so important, why didn't you have this begin with? And now it's like trivial, and it's almost like inserting this same kind of deal. You'll have to go look at that and see specifically what I'm talking about. They're writing. It's relevant and not relevant. So I think Flash pulled this up yesterday, and then he got off into what was actually the content of the article. Now, I'm taking it as the idea. Distributing, maybe this might be a lesson I've learned from Hal. Just presenting this very idea. So inserting that Dusseldorf, or whatever that one guy's name was at Hogwarts, he was gay. And it was like, this, all the whole book was all over. And so why if it was for what, to get more readers, why didn't she have it in the, say it in the book before? But anyways, you can go read the rest of that. My point on this ponder here is that along the way through history, we all know, right, that history is written by the conqueror, right, the victor. Not my brother Victor, not a variant of my name. Vincent is the victorious. Yeah, what did you put over there yesterday? Vint. Grammar, you'll have to repost that. It was something of convinced or vinced. Yes, vinced. Dedicted or udeeded or all those other dot things. Anyways, what, squirrel? Grammy, it's your fault. You let your squirrels get loose running about. So anyways, let's see how they've changed things along the way. And I talked about that back from the Taylor Grazing Out, bringing order to the range war. And then a little confirmation change along the way. And then all of a sudden, you'd buy, it'd be like going and buying a car. And then somebody coming back and saying, nah, you can't keep it. Taking it back. We changed the laws on how you own that vehicle. They might just catch you on the road or something and pull you over and say, nah, you don't have your papers right, and take your car to jail. Yeah, you'll have to bond your car out. It happens, believe me. So, or be careful how you interact along the way, though. Just saying something ain't so, don't make it so. But it seems to be that if you say something is so, then it is so, according to how the story is retold. I think I said that all right. Be the media. Yes, sir. Be the media. Mr. Chuck O'Chelly, 5 nights a week right here on his very own channel. Come check him out. Chuck O'Chelly, the O'Chelly Effect, where you, my friend, are the effect. And now this was a retweeted Twitter. I say that slow, so I make sure I said it right. And he says that he suggested you contact Jewel Eastan 1. That's UCY.TV on Twitter also. She knows all the stuff. On this tech dirty land, and that she does. Probably one of the smartest people in this entire world on the matter. And I'm not saying that loosely. So writing is a calling. It's worthy of praise. Don't give up. The only way to conquer your commission. Wait a minute. Can I read it right? So don't give in. The only way to conquer your commission is to stop believing the lies. And then, pick up your weapon, your pen. Don't let discouragement make you shut up. It's time to speak up and write. Ponder, gander. Wander on the wander. Wander. Or, is that what a daggum a gander says? Whack. Anyways, yeah. If we become convinced when we're young that we're worthless or no good at what we're most passionate about, we'll never pick up a pen. People get kicked around in real life. You don't, not even just a kid, you know. Well, we're I'm a kid. I'll probably never grow up anyways, but yeah. Stop kicking these kids around, man. Even if it sounds crazy to you. If they want to fly away like a ponder, take a ponder as a gander, let that goose go. And this is why I recommend that you give a listen to this person more than anyone else, and that is Hal Anthony, responding back to Bad Luck Jones. Yeah. I like what stuff, a lot of that stuff he's posting over there. And that, I say, in comment to what I had posted, and that is last week's Behind the Woodshed from Hal Anthony. The basic principle of power, influence, and control over people. That's what we find out. Dancing with the devil, the first step is addressing the aggressor. It's like a Pied Piper ponder gander behind the woodshed. And if you smell a rat, I do too. Check out BTWRLM320, that R-Log, that radio report. And let's go see what somebody said to me. Hello. Who did that? Grimner, stop believing the lies. Sounds good. Vinny Tavares is my nickname and has been this week or so past, which I'm hanging on to for present moment. How do you know which are the lies? Some things are pretty obvious lies, and you know, you can't have you can't put an obligation on somebody else to give you the answer. You know, this is all self-seeking. We have a right to self-determination. We have free will. We have this brain that so many people leave off responsibility of over to some state of authority to control. This mind control, in a sense of us controlling the mind, the government, governmental policy says, well, you may not be free from sin if you sink into some certain thoughts, ideologies. Yes, thought crime, not only possible, but probably here now. Uh-huh. You'll find that in other things. And back over here to where we was at, boys and girls. Yes, remember, behind the woodshed. It's 12 o'clock, noon o'clock on the left coast of America. Sundays at reallibertymedia.com. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum. Here is my reply to Bad Luck Jones. I says, no worries, it's mostly rambling. That's me rambling at that point in time. Just wanted to let you know I like your twits, buddy. Thank you. And where I'm genuinely engaged is at Standing in the Gap Connecting Voices right here at reallibertymedia.com. Yeah, we're talking about obvious frauds. The bad luck part was in your honor there, buddy. Well, well, well. I guess I could give you a wink and a groupog, a hug. I mean, it's just, yes. Groupons. Groupons, yes. Get hugged at a discount. You can get it 20% off on Thursdays, matter of fact, from Mr. Flash, somebody right here at reallibertymedia.com. So I was reading really, really slow because I was looking for something else. Where was I? This thing was, I liked it. I said, Pioneer on the air today, and somebody typed in chat, Pioneer, that was Anti that did that, but now we're back to the redneck hillbilly southern fried slice of country type of talk. Pop, pop, pop. Alright, let me go over here. I want to say, go over and check out Cowboy Uprising and Liberty Rising, LaVoy Finnick on the YouTube channel, and take a look back over to Readout News, LaVoy Finnickum analysis. There's some new videos out from Elias Alias here. So Kurt Cruz added three more forensic videos to the series examining the assassination of Lavoie Finicum. These three new videos raised the total in the series to 11 outstanding videos. Each of these videos impact important insights into the murder of Lavoie. I hope many of you will want to spread the links around. The more people who become informed about the government's criminality in this deliberate assassination operation, the better are the chances that Jeanette Finicum's wrongful death lawsuit will be successful. You can see more at onecowboystandforfreedom.com. You'll find stuff from Jeanette and also some from her daughter. She's written a book. Looking at it a little closer there. This is the... I'll put this in the R-Log here from Readout News. Thank you, Sherry Duvalli, wonderful person. Again, one that I have great respect and admiration from, the many people there that I met in Las Vegas that gave me great inspiration. Her and Doug Knowles at the top. Also, you know what? I neglected a bit of the other side of the issue and back up. Whoops, wrong way. Let me go to home and see how quick I can get to this. I gotta go down just a little bit. Wait. Where is it? Nope, not yet. Where you at, Jerry? It was about Be the Media. Where are you going? Come on. I think I must have passed it. I certainly did. Doggone it, Jerry. But anyways, this guy she was talking about here, I think it's important that I find this. I want to be sure to include this. Where'd you go? I've got to find it. Just bear with me. The bare necessities. There it is. Be the Media. I was talking about Mr. Chuck O'Chelly, remember? So, here we go. And I didn't open these up. I had these links. But anyways, from Cherry Wilson at CTRN Newsfeed. This is a great book by that name. There is a great book by this name. Be the Media. At Be the Media on Twitter. Written by my friend David Matheson, and then period, and then she says, "Learn to do it right." Yes, indeed. I have a Cherry Wilson goes at the top two of another list that I have, and that is people that would be perceived of as being other than the perspective of Poot, which I will take the title Poot. And if you don't know what Poot is, then it's the people that were there part of the. Opposition to government occupation at the Bundy Ranch in Malheur, and the Artunication is long on all of that, as I say. But anyway, so go look that guy up for yourself. He's a very big, high-up person in data, this grand revolution of data storage and where it's going into the future, and of course all this will be into AI, the artificial intelligence, the brave new world that we're headed to, where we don't have to be afraid because we can take it, have it taken right out of our mind before it becomes a problem. Well, problem for who? Yes, indeed. It certainly would be. But, seriously, Cherry Wilson at the top of the list. She takes the time to be polite and respectful and interactive, because a lot of people don't do that because they say, "Oh, you're stupid because you're not what I think." So she would be considered a leftist, and I would be in some cases too, and also on the right down the middle. But I'm everywhere, squirrel. Get that one right there. I'll get you. Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy world. How do we get through it? We're trying. Did I read this stuff? Oh, no, I've gone back too far. This is some notes from... I have a writ here says you'll stop eating Chin Lee's cornmeal forthwith. Now, it's a writ for a rat, and this is a lawful service the same. See? He doesn't pay any attention. Bam! John Wayne. He shoots the rats, mister. Well, look, we're coming to the end of the hour here, and I do know that I played about 10 minutes of Ammon Bundy at the Liberty Effect. Gotta go check that out. Listen to the rest of it. I like Ammon. He's a friend. Brian Hyde, also a great friend. Two people I have a lot of respect for. Emma's mother, Carol Bundy. Those two share the same light and reflection in their eyes. And it's a softness and a tenderness of heart. People will call these folks criminals. They call themselves Christian. You call them what you care to. I'm standing in witness and continuing to stand in the gap. Here at reallibertymedia.com. I'll have an announcement Tuesday with Mr. Flash, somebody, and I'll tell you more about it. I'm fixing to jump out and into the wild world about me. A couple different possibilities that I'm going to have to make a quick decision on. Where do I go? Well, I'm not going to tell you to go, where to go, that is, but if I do, I hope I can do it in so that I'm encouraging you to do it with a smile on your face. Take the double entendre there, please. Thank you very much. Listen, this is the Freakers Friday. It's free, spelled with two E's, the double E, free. The Freakers Friday, y'all. Come on along at 7 p.m. Eastern. Grammy blast off in a rocket chair. Right here where you're listening now. And at 11 p.m. Eastern, we'll have the great Grimner and the mighty Moose Girl for the Freakers Ball, y'all. Unless it's balls to the walls. And that is putting the balls to the wall. If Moosey ain't there. Tomorrow is the Dork Table Edition. And for those folks that do not need therapy, Flash Somebody host and continually tries to capture a hostage. We'll see if he's successful or not. We will see. Sunday is a big day right here at Real Liberty Media. You come along about a quarter to 12, and that's when Grimner's kind of tuning up to play some blues. You can hear him intro, and about 15 minutes later, pop, there it is. So trivia jumps in, and people that got fast fingers and internet are pound, 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 pounding away in there. Come on along, have fun. 3 o'clock Eastern, that's noon o'clock on the left coast. It's Hal Anthony from Behind the Woodshed. This is the most important 2 hours that you'll ever have to listen to. Now, you might be confuddled and confused, but just continue to wade through there if you don't understand. But come do, definitely. Let me go see what you say. Who said something what? Okay, here it is. You want a hint? Oh, I'll tell you in private. I'll just tell you exactly. Well, I can tell y'all. I'm fixing to jump out in the world here and go do some things. It's either going to be go to Maine or go down the river. I think it's going to be raining a lot next week, so maybe the week after. But I'm going to go send Kip out one way or another. Now, the other would be if I go to Maine, up to Caribou, then jump over to Katahdin. And who else said what? To Katahdin in White Blaze, the Appalachian Trail. And then land into Damascus, Virginia, and then up through to walk into Kingsport, Tennessee, and go back and redo my trip there and to the graveyards and the visitation of my ancestral homelands from the 1700s. And then oversee Dan in Tennessee and Irwin up in the high mountains of Tennessee. Anyways, I don't know. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do until I've already done it. But I'm tempting myself, my gypsy blood is boiling, to run out there. But I'm definitely going out in the woods. But I'm going to, I'll be disengaging from internet. I'll just tell you now, there's no need, there's no secret about it. But I'm going to, other than maybe spot here and there jump in just to check on something or put in an update on what I'm doing. I want to shoot some video anyway, so I'm going to head out on the river and do some camping. I think I can get a canoe from my friend, but anyways, my really good friends are getting a buggy, a brand new big old buggy, one of them, you know, off-roader things that goes about anywhere this weekend. So, and like I said, I think it's supposed to be raining next week. But anyways, I'm headed out into the wild. Someone set me, I'm going to get me a real nice spot out there and poke around up and down the river. The river's pretty high right now, so, yeah, there's all these contingencies. But my friends are headed back to Maine the middle of the week. And I done told them I'm threatening to go with them. I said, come on along. Hey, somebody befriend that duck. Get him, Chloe. Get him, get him, get him, get him. She got him. Woofy. All right, let me go back over here. We're back to the schedule then. Wait a minute. The schedule where I left off was with Hal. Wait a minute. That brings us for Grim Leftovers Monday night at 7 p.m. They're grim, but they're good. Come get some. Get a belly full. Right here at reallibertymedia.com with our Meister and Mr. Grim Neer that runs this outfit. Chief Cook and Bottle Washer. Tuesdays is in a perfect world, and that's when I'm going to be signing off with for a little while here with Flash in a perfect world at 1 p.m. on the east time, eastern side of the country. And that has been titled. Okay, you guys, I'll catch up in a minute. So, the threatened word, yeah, we'll go more on that right there. You're subject to control, forcing people to act a certain way. The threatened word. There's so many. The environmental control. That's what today has been. So anyways, I'm going to continue with the paraphrase plagiarism that I took from Flash Somebody, the threatened word. And sign off for a while. And when I come back, it'll be where I left off at on this series at 13.5, which I'll end this and kind of peel back into what was supposed to have been the way it should have been done. And so back to the drawing board or back to the outline. I don't have a problem with not doing things the best because, you know, I'll just do it again. And, you know, it's learning along the way, all the way. Wednesday, we're back for another blast off edition of Grammy in a Rocket Chair, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Eastern Time. Thursday is. Right there. This is the place you get your discount now. Come on along. Flash Somebody is doing 20% off. Such a deal. If you need a little extra discount, I can help you out. And if you got a little extra to throw in the pot, look for the Real Liberty Media donate link. Help support those people that are behind the controls of this great machine that is the Real Liberty Media RLM Radio. Thingy-majigger. Yeah, for all the things, the services and servers and whatnot. So, yeah, thank you, Grimner. We do appreciate it. And after that, it's back to Fridays, where I may or may not be here still. I possibly am. Maybe. Maybe not. I've not decided. I'm just going to throw it up in there and see how it lands, and I'll know more by Tuesday. I appreciate y'all listening, and I hope that some of this articulation filters through. I know I kind of mumble sometimes while I rumble, and yeah, but I black the eyes sometimes if you get too close. What matters to Ponder Ganner? Thanks for listening, folks, and hey, come check us out. Show. See you next time. Bye-bye.